It is that time of the morning again where we load everything up, or maybe we just go with very little and do a little road tripping with the boys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road.
Gonna go road tripping with Bob and Mark. We've got some fun things to talk about today. That's Bob Grove. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Mark Wade. Hello there.
Hey, good to be with you.
Are you both home this week?
Yeah, I am.
That's rare. Sometimes you're actually out together. Before we talk about what you guys wanted to talk about, because I'm looking forward to the conversation, I just have to ask you, because I stumbled onto this article in the St. George News, and maybe you saw it, Bob, because it's in your neck of the woods. And it's also at stgeorgeutah.com, which I posted this article on our website. I had no idea, growing up, watching these Batman TV shows on Saturdays or whatever day of the week they were on. Maybe they were on every day. I don't remember. That Batman and Robin are not the only ones who occasionally get caught in quicksand, that we have quicksand in our backyard. Have either of you, and I talked with Navi about this to start the show, have either of you experienced quicksand?
I have.
Really?
Have you, Mark?
I have been in some not devastating situations, but I was in some mud just the other day up to my knees.
Well, this story originated from the Bullfrog area, but it was talking about dangers in and around Lake Powell and the fact that you can run into trouble with these things. I don't know whether you've had stories of people actually getting stuck or how they got out. We gave some tips earlier in the show. I just wondered if this was on the radar of you guys at all, or if it's something you even think about when you're out there. Bob?
Yeah, I got in quicksand up just above my knees in the Escalante arm of Lake Powell. I was just walking up. We docked the boat there and was walking up the Escalante River and got up there a little ways, and I got into some that, you know, fortunately I was with other people.
Yeah.
But I got up to about my knees in it.
Well, and they said it's very rare, if ever, that people actually sink all the way in. But you can get stuck. There's plenty of stories of people who end up with hypothermia because they get stuck and they don't have a hiking companion or somebody or a way to call for help. And they actually are stuck there for 12 hours, 14 hours, whatever it ends up being. And it can turn deadly, although it's rare. Anyway,
it's not like the old movies where you sink up to your shoulders or above your head, and you're just, you know, you can't get out. It's not like that. But I guess a kid got stuck in some here in this area. I don't remember the details, but I heard a kid in our area, in the St. George area, got stuck in some, and he had to be rescued. They called in some of the agencies to come in to rescue him. I apologize. I don't remember the details, but I briefly read an article earlier this week.
Yeah. All right. I just throw it out there because it was a light bulb moment for me. It wasn't even on my radar. This is on my radar, Mark, because you guys wanted to talk about something fun today. I can always tell when people are not locals, when they tell me that they were on the road headed north to Idaho and they had to go through Tremonton, or that they're from Hooper, or that they went down to Hurricane. I say, you're not from these parts, are you?
You know, and that we got that well-known university up in Ogden, Weber State.
Yeah, that one too. But Mark, we do have some towns with some interesting names.
We do, and you know, that's what you love about a state, isn't it? You love the way words get changed, or we don't know how to say certain words, and when we're new to an area, then you have to try to figure how to say Tooele, for heaven's sake.
Instead of Tule.
And that's what it looks like. And you, I would say Mantuay, and you would say what?
I would say Mantua, maybe, if I wasn't from around here. But it's it's Manaway, right? Or am I even saying it wrong?
I think it is Manaway, but that's the thing. It's got a T in there.
Yeah. L.A. Verkin, we joke about that, Bob, but I'm sure you hear all versions of that down there.
Well, Verkin, it's a strange name. People always ask the origins of it, you know, and I think there's different varying stories, but one of them is how the early settlers kind of screwed up the Spanish version of it, of Verkin, and came up with Verkin. We like to call it L.A. Verkin.
Yeah. Here's another one, Kusherum. which will throw people for a little bit of a loop. I don't know what, you know, outsiders might, how they might pronounce that one. I've already mentioned hurricane, but hurricane. Do you, and we've had this discussion before. Do you both say, and I'll ask you first, Mark, Escalante or Escalante?
I say Escalante.
Okay. Which I think is more what the locals do, isn't it, Bob?
It is. Or you can even go even further and just say slant.
If you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
All right.
Tim, if you want to go eat in Escalante, then you'd say squeet, glant.
I got you. All right. We do have some words, too, and we're not going to be able to get to all of these, unfortunately, but maybe we'll revisit this another day. I took a little bit of our time with the quicksand stuff. But words that we say are interesting. Here's one I can throw at you that I know I've heard people say, and I know immediately they are from Utah, but they'll say Evingston. And I say, spell that for me. There is no G in the middle of Evingston. Give me a couple of other words. Bob, you first.
Well, the ones that I really like in Utah, we T's are optional. Like we say mountain or
yeah.
Layton.
Mountain, Layton. We still have people on the air here that do this.
Well, my kids, my daughters especially, they are so Utah. The T's are not a part of any of those words.
How do you say milk, Mark?
Well, I have some children who've been raised in Utah, and they say milk.
Milk.
And instead of pill, they'll say pell. Mm-hmm. Or instead of deal, they'll say dill. What's the big dill?
Yeah.
And so
I correct my kids on this. Supposedly.
That's a good one.
Supposedly? Spell that for me. Or wash. Bob, you might hear it as?
Yeah, a wash. You know, we go down into the canyons and walk through them dry washes.
Duchesne is one that catches a lot of people, too. You know, it's not Duchesne. We've already talked about Escalante, Hurricane, Layton, even St. George. Do you get a little of that down there, the George?
Oh, my gosh. Mark knows it really well. He has friends there, Mark, that we know that really are the true generations deep.
Yeah. And you don't want to – the thing is, you don't want to correct some people on these things because it just is who they are. And the ones that usually have this little draw or the jarge or whatever are the ones that can tell you the best stories from any part of Utah. So I'm always hesitant to correct them.
Yeah,
yeah.
We love the people of Utah. We love the way they talk. We love the words they slur, the way they change things. It just is what brings character to this state.
It really is. All right, both of you, that's fun conversation. And something I didn't plan on talking about today, but I like it. How do you say ooray, Bob?
Ooray.
Yeah, there's a U.
Ooray.
Or Levan. Is it Levan?
Yeah, it's Levan, but backwards it's Naval, and it is the geographic center of Utah.
All right, now you're just messing with me. Guys, thank you. Mark, tell them where to find you guys online.
Well, we keep changing our domain every time, don't we?
Yeah.
RoadTripsWest.com.
RoadTripsWest.com. I love these guys. We'll take a break. Come back. News coming up next. But on the other side, yes, we are. We're going to talk about Navi's top 25 list of ski resorts, not just in this country, but around the world.